Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to One Word from the Lord. I am your host, Prophetess Yvonne.
I'm Pastor Joseph Rao.
Of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Here, some quick little instruction. I want you to go call your friend, your neighbor, tweet them, Facebook them, do whatever you got to do and tell them they want to get on this line.
Yes.
They want to tune in to this show. There's I don't even know what to call. I wish I had a name for it. There's a different wind blowing. There's a wind blowing that's going to meet you at the very point of your need.
Yeah.
So whatever you need,
come on.
God is going to meet that need tonight.
My God.
So call someone, tweet them, tell them while you're doing that. Be reminded of our show on Saturday at 2 p.m. Central with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, Faith Without Hearing Ministries. And then we want to do Saturday, the Hour of Power, at 5 o'clock Central, starting with Prophetess Martha Williams, and then at 5:30, Minister Elaine Jackson. Be a part of what God is doing in these last few days. Get connected. We're going to go another way tonight. I'm really trying to get my own bearing because this wasn't my plan. You know, God has a way of changing things.
All right.
Changing our plans and doing something different. And we have to move out the way and let God be God and every man be a liar. Amen.
Right.
So we're going to move on with our program on tonight. We thank you for being here. We thank you for riding this train with us all year long and being there. But we're going to do something different. We're going to John the 5th chapter. I'm going to ask you to get some water. If you have some bottled water, some water out of your sink, perhaps. But just get some water. We're going to pray over some water here in a little bit. But go get you some bottled water, or if you have some bottled water, get some, and we're going to pray over it.
Yeah. Amen. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Just get your water. There is an anointing tonight. If you got water, God wants to bless this water. I tell you, God is going to just get the water. Just get water. If you got water at your disposal, you need to get it.
Amen. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, His awesome presence fills this room. This is holy ground. So come and bow
down.
Come on, lift those hands and worship Him.
This is
holy ground. So come and bow
down.
There's a consuming fire. Consuming fire. Sweet perfume,
His awesome presence fills this room.
This is holy ground. So come
and bow down.
There's a consuming fire. Come on, we're going to John the 5th chapter.
Come on.
Consuming fire, sweet perfume,
His awesome presence
fills this
room.
Come on, hands in worship. Come on, come on. We want to get you in the attitude of worship. Come on, lift your hands. This is holy ground.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So come
and bow down.
Come on, bow down and worship him.
Yes,
we've
Lord.
Got to learn how to worship him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Come on, lift your hands in worship. We want to get you there. We're already there. We're trying
Thank
to get you
Jesus.
There. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Consuming fire, sweet perfume,
his awesome presence fills
this room.
This is holy
ground. So come
and bow down.
Lord, we love you.
Thank you.
Sweet anointing, sweet anointing, sweet anointing.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to John, the fifth chapter. John, the fifth chapter. And we're going to begin reading at the first verse. There is an anointing flowing. If you would just lift your hands right now, there's an anointing flowing. We're on holy ground. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
To the angels being dispatched
Hallelujah.
To your house. Yes, to your house.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Somebody
Lord.
Been waiting on this. Somebody been
yes.
expecting this.
Yes, Lord.
This is your night. This is your miracle.
My God.
Come on, lift your hands.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to throw it your way. If you catch it,
thank you, Jesus.
There it goes. I'm going to throw it your way.
Thank you,
this
Jesus.
Is holy ground. Come on, catch
yes.
it. The angels in heaven are rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
There's an angel being dispatched to your house right
yes,
now.
Lord. Yes, Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah.
To clean up some stuff.
Thank
There's
you,
an angel
Jesus.
Being dispatched to your house right now.
Yes.
To bring healing and deliverance. There's
yes,
an angel
Lord.
Being dispatched. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
I wish y'all could see
yes,
him. Good
Lord.
God Almighty.
Yes,
Lord have mercy. There's the
Thank
sound
you,
of angels.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord have mercy. Being dispatched, I'm going to send them to your
Good
house
God
and
Almighty.
My house and
my
children's house and my grandchildren's house
yes,
and my family's
Lord.
House and
yes,
my
Lord.
Extended family house.
Yes.
I'm going to dispatch them. I'm going to send them to my friends' house,
yes,
my Facebook
Lord.
Friends and my Twitter friends and,
yes,
and all them who trying to be friends.
Thank
all
you,
over
Jesus.
This worldwide web, I'm sending them because they're ministering spirits and they're there to minister
yes.
on our behalf.
Yes,
they're going, come on, lift your
Thank
hands.
You
got to receive it.
Thank you.
If
Jesus.
You don't receive
Hallelujah.
It,
Thank you,
it
Lord.
Won't come.
Yes, Lord. Good God Almighty.
The
Hallelujah.
Reason why people receive miracles is because they're expecting
yes.
it.
Yes.
And then when it comes, they
Hallelujah.
Believe it and they receive it.
Yes.
My God, we're standing
my
on holy
God,
ground.
My God. Hallelujah.
If you could see the angels, Lord, I pray that you open up
Thank
somebody's
you,
eyes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody's eyes on this line.
Thank you, Lord.
And let them see these angels being dispatched to their homes
yes.
all over this world.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, touching lives of people, bringing peace
Hallelujah.
In war-torn
Glory
areas. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
My
thank you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh,
my God, my God.
Turning around the economy.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Yes.
I don't care what the economy does. If you're a child of God,
yes.
it don't mean it's going to happen.
It's
going to
be all right. Hallelujah.
We're not
you,
on
Jesus.
The same playing field.
My God.
We don't serve the same God.
My.
They serve the God of their
Hallelujah.
Money. We serve the God of heaven.
More than enough is on the way. Hallelujah.
It's coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, lift your hands.
Hallelujah.
If I could be all over the world right now, I
Thank
would,
you,
but
Jesus.
I can't. But I can send it. The Bible
yes.
said he sent his word and healed
yes.
their
yes.
diseases.
Yes.
So I'm sending an angel
Hallelujah.
To your house.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm dispatching an angel
Good
to your
Almighty.
House.
Good
I'm
Almighty.
Dispatching and matching angels to demons.
Yes.
Whatever been fighting you,
My God.
It's going to stop fighting you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That fight is over.
Hallelujah.
Now
yes,
you're
Lord.
About to get some sweatless victory.
Yes.
My
yes, Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
You're about to have some sweatless victory.
My God.
The devil is alive.
Thank
it's
you.
Over.
Yes, Lord.
Hear the Lord saying it's over.
It's over.
because he's dispatching angels and demons to war on your behalf. You don't have to fight no more. You don't have to worry no more. You don't have to put up with it no more. What would you do if you know that tomorrow you don't have to put up with none of that stuff no more? If you receive it tonight, good God Almighty, if you say, yes, Lord, that's me. Yes, Lord, I receive it. Yes, Lord, I receive it. Yes, Lord, that's the word I've been waiting on. Yes, Lord, that's for me. If you receive it, tomorrow will be a brand new day for you.
Put a yes in your spirit.
Tomorrow is a brand new day for you.
Yes.
Come on, God, I'm trying to touch somebody tonight. If I could, I'd come and shake you.
My God.
My God.
Just begin to say yes, Lord. Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. See, somebody needs to just confess that they need him. Hallelujah, that they can't do it on your own. If you could have done it on your own and by yourself, it would have been done by now. But you just got to say yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Hallelujah.
And no matter how hard
you
thought it was.
Yes, Lord.
Because he's just sent an angel to your house.
My God.
Everything.
Hallelujah.
Not some things. Everything.
Everything.
Not the little things. Everything.
Everything.
Everything is going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
You can mark your calendar that today things are going to turn around.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because an angel
has
been
sent
on assignment to your house.
Yes, Lord.
Let's read it. Let's read it.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
Stop right there, Pastor. I want to help somebody tonight because we preached this about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I really didn't want to come back here tonight, and I struggled with it, but y'all saw we was messing up bad at the beginning because we were trying not to go back here and trying not to do what God said to do, but I don't care.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't like it.
Yes.
I'm going to do what he tells me to do.
Hallelujah.
You can hang up now if you like. It's okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
As long as I please God, that's all that matters.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because somebody needs this. Somebody needs to be blessed.
Come on.
And then verse 4 says,
for an angel went down.
Stop. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let's just put some Jesus in it. And an angel went down. I told you there's an angel being dispatched to your house. You better catch it. You better catch it. There's an angel.
My God.
Oh, God.
Thank you,
being dispatched to your house, to your situation, to whatever's going on with you.
Yes.
Touch your mind. Touch your broken heart. There's an angel being dispatched.
Come on. At a certain season. Into the pool.
At a certain season. See, if we had known that God was going to move this way, we'd have told all our friends, we'd have hooked up everybody and told them, get connected, because God's about to move. But because he moved when he want to move, at a certain season, we don't get the opportunity to do that. Because, you know, some of us would tell some people, and then some people would leave out. So now everybody got the opportunity to listen if they want to.
But you just got to be ready.
Got to be
That's
ready.
That's why you got to be ready.
The angel went down
at a certain season.
We don't know what the season was. We don't know what summer, winter, spring, fall. We don't know. It was just a certain season.
It was a time.
Jesus.
It was a point of time. Hallelujah. For an angel went down at a certain season or a certain time into the pool and troubled the water. Good God Almighty.
My God.
Whosoever. Then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in,
my God,
was made whole of whatsoever disease he had.
Now herein lies the reason why we worship and try to get you to step in, to get into his presence, to lift up your hands and worship him. This is why. Oh, my God. Because something, my God, something's about to break, and you need to be in that place. You need to be in his presence. You need to be in that place of surrender, that place of worship, that place of yes, Lord. That's what said you ought to have a yes in your spirit.
Yes.
You ought to say, yes, Lord, yes, I don't understand what they're doing. I don't get it, but yes anyway. I'm going to lift my hands anyway. I don't feel nothing, but I'm just going to lift my hands anyway.
Yes.
And they said there's an angel coming to my house. Yes, Lord.
Receive
if he's going to do what he said he's going to do,
yes, Lord.
I need some things fixed. Yes, Lord. We just need somebody to have a yes, Lord.
Yes.
It says there's a great multitude of folks, the blind, the halt, for the moving of the water.
My God. They just waiting because then a certain, then an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. I bet you there was a herd of people trying to get in that water.
Or so you would think.
Hallelujah.
Some didn't believe.
Some of them didn't
believe. Some, the angel came down at a certain season
and
every
troubled
year,
that water.
Every quarter, every 3 or 4 days, or whenever he felt like it, whenever the Lord decided to release the angel. And some of them just watched it happen. You can watch it happen, or you can be a part of it happening. It's up to you.
Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. So they went out and stepped into the water and whatever, and was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years.
Remember the angel? Come on now. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Y'all got to hear me tonight.
My God.
There's an angel being dispatched to your house. You all just said, come on in. I receive my angel.
My God.
Come on in, angel. I receive.
Hallelujah.
Every last one of them. If they don't want it, I'll take it.
Come
on
in.
On in my house.
Thank
Lord,
you,
I receive it. I receive
Thank
it.
Thank you, Jesus.
An angel came down a certain season and troubled the water, and whoever stepped in first was healed of their diseases.
Yes.
Then it went on and said, then there was a certain man. We
a
don't know who we're talking to, but we're talking to somebody. A certain man, a certain woman.
Which had the infirmity for 38 years. 38 years.
How is it that sometimes we feel like because something going on in our life for 30 and 40 and 50 years, there's nothing we can do about it?
Come on.
Well, I guess I got to put up with it. The hell is alive.
Oh, some folk done got comfortable. Tonight we come against that spirit of comfortability. I'm just going to be comfortable. I just done got used to things being the way it is. I done got to that infirmity. I done got used to that ache. I done got used to that pain.
Let's just break it. In the name of Jesus, we take
authority
over there right now.
Loose them, let them go free now in the name of Jesus.
There it goes. There it goes. So there's an angel.
Yeah.
God.
Sitting there.
See this angel.
See, the angel are sent to go to work for you.
That's right.
But they won't work if you don't put them to work.
That's right. If you don't believe.
Good God Almighty.
You sit there, I don't know. I don't know if it's right. I don't know if we can do that. Okay, come on, come on, come on. We got to get out of here. Come on.
Hallelujah. And it went on to say that when Jesus saw him and knew that he had been now a long time in that case or in that condition, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another step down before me." And Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." God Almighty. And immediately, not 2 days later.
Come on.
And immediately, not 3 hours later.
Quick, fast,
and in a hurry. Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Good God
the
Almighty.
The Bible says that immediately.
My God.
It doesn't matter how long you've been going through. Immediately.
After he received that instruction.
Come on now.
See, a lot of times we don't receive instruction. See, sometimes instruction. How many of you know slow obedience becomes disobedience? And you'll miss what God has for you. But that man, Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And he did it just like that.
And then
Hallelujah. Excuses.
They're dime a dozen, and everybody got
all right now. Come on.
Excuses will keep us from having what God wants for us.
Good God Almighty.
The man began to say, "Well, you know, I don't have nobody to put me in the pool when the water stirred. I know that there's an angel. I see it. I believe it.
Yes.
But hey, I'm impotent. I can't walk. I can't do nothing. I'm laying here."
Yes.
I'd have flipped, crawled, jumped. I did something. If
Come
he
on.
Had just did a little something every year. A little something
he
would have
got closer and closer.
Eventually, he's been able to fall in that pool.
Yeah.
Who am I talking to?
My
if
God.
You ain't doing nothing, yet you want God to do everything.
My God.
You got to at least believe.
Come on.
You got to at least have faith.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We told you to get some water, because the Bible says that at a certain season, the angel went down and stirred the water.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty.
My God.
I hope you got your water. Whether it's bottled water water out of the faucet,
a cup of water,
whatever
of water.
It is, and you take this water,
because
we're going to pray for it here in a minute. You take this water and you use it, you anoint yourself with it. I receive my healing.
Yes.
I receive my blessing.
Yes.
Just take it and anoint your head with it.
Thank you.
Make the sign of a cross if you like, because without the cross, none of this works.
Come
so you
on.
Can make the sign of a cross with the water if you like. Do it however you feel led to do it, but anoint yourself with it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Believe God for healing this year. 2016 going to be your year of healing,
yes.
Deliverance.
Mm.
It's going to be your year to be set free.
Mm.
You're not going to poor anymore.
And
you're
going
to be prosperous.
Yes.
You're going to have more than enough. You're going to be on top and not the bottom. You're going to be above only and not beneath. Come on.
The lender and not the borrower.
You've got
My
to
God.
Receive this
mm.
thing. You've got to
yes.
receive it. When the angel came down and stirred the water. So now we're going to bring in somebody to pray over your water. Now I want you to take your water and put your hand on your water. And we're going to pray. And after this woman prays, your water is going to be blessed. You take and you use it. I guarantee you.
Mm.
I guarantee you. You're going to be blessed.
You're going to work.
All right,
work.
Elder, you're live and on the air. If you would, Elder, ask you from the Saturday show, faith comes by hearing. Amen.
Yes,
faith
yes.
comes by hearing ministry on Saturday at 2 p.m. I have her on the line. She's going to pray over this water. Some say, well, prophets, why don't you do it? Because God said have her do it. See, I can stop you. I hear you. I hear you. But I'm going to stop them live
yes.
right now.
Mm,
he said have her do it.
My God.
So come on. Elder, will you pray over this water?
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracious
Amen.
God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God,
yes.
we lift it up.
Thank you.
Ooh, oh, there you go. Oh,
my
God. We lift this water up. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. We lift it up.
Ooh,
we lift it
thank
up.
You, Jesus.
Oh, my, huh? There'd be a healer for the body and the mind. And
yes.
in the Jesus' name,
yes.
Lord, we lift it up. Huh? There'd be
yes,
a healer, Lord. There'd be a cleanser.
Yes, Lord.
My great God, we're not the balls of water. We're not it, Lord. We're not it. Oh, God, by your spirit. Oh, God, we're healed. And by this water, my great God, we're healed. We're healed. Clean it up. Oh, clean it up. Heal in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Oh, God, let it go through the bloodstream. Let it go through the bloodstream. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Touch. Right now in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Oh, God, this consolation I see. Let this water be the cleanser. Let this water stand in it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, this consecration, stop it. What is the water
yes,
that you use, the Lord? In the name of Jesus, and we give you praise, and we give you praise, and we give you praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Oh, God. Oh, God. She
thank
was out. Please clear up. Clear up.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, they drink the water. Let it clear up. Let's clear up. In the name of Jesus.
Thank
oh,
Jesus.
God. Low blood. Low blood. Oh, God.
Yes,
clear
Lord.
Up.
Yes,
clear
Lord.
Up. In the name of
clear
Jesus. Oh, God. As they drink this water, as they use it.
Yes.
Oh, contact. Oh, God. Oh,
yes.
Touch.
Yes.
Thank you.
My God. Woo. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Use it, Lord. Use it. For
Hallelujah.
Your building of your kingdom.
Yes,
let them tell
Lord.
Someone about
Lord.
It, Lord. Let them tell someone what you did for them through the world, Lord. In the name of
thank
Jesus.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, we say thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
God,
you,
we say thank,
thank
you, we thank you.
Thank you.
Reach out the strength of diabetes.
Yes,
Lord. Reach it out. Whew, God.
Yes,
oh, God, in the name of Jesus, wrench it out, wrench it out.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then use this on the world, wrench it out, in Jesus' name, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God. Let
thank
it be a healer,
Jesus.
Let it be a healer, let it be a healer.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. In the
yes.
name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, let it be a healer, let it be a healer. Oh, God, let it be a healer. Oh, God, this soul I see, oh, God. I'm
here.
I'm here. Jesus,
yes.
Oh, and as they put a drop,
yes.
just one drop on it, just one drop, it will be healed in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
yes,
it will be healed in the name of Jesus. There is nothing. Don't have an answer to this.
Oh, my God.
He don't have an answer to this. He don't have an answer to this. One drop of it would dry up.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus, amen. Oh, Counselor Sales. Gotta go. Oh, Counselor Sales, you gotta go, Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, just one drop.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we said thank you.
Thank you.
We will lift you up. We will lift you up.
Thank
gracious
you,
God, we thank you for your healing.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing. We thank you, Lord, for the angels. Huh? Oh, God, tell me what it is. We thank you for it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Children, that they might be saved. Go and anoint your children. I'm talking to somebody.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you. You need to hear me. Go anoint your children, because if I told you what I saw, I would scare you to death. I'm just going to say, go anoint your children.
Yes, sir.
Go anoint your children. Somebody missed this tonight. God told you to buy that case of water, and you didn't do it.
Thank
you. You didn't do it, so now you have a cup.
Thank you.
Now you have a cup. He told you. Get that case of water, and you didn't know why, and you didn't obey him. You heard him, but you didn't obey him. So now you just have a cup. But use that cup, every drop of it.
Thank
good
you.
Good God Almighty, every
Hallelujah.
Drop of it.
No, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Use it for his glory. Anoint anoint yourself, anoint your children, anoint your automobiles, anoint your home, anoint everything that concerns you so that 2016 will be the best year that you've ever had. Thank you so much, Elder, for being available and ready, being in season and out of season. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
We thank God for you, and we thank God for all the listeners. We know that angels are sent on assignment, and we know that miracles have happened.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you. We got to get out of here. Our time is up. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
We love you. Don't forget to use this water. Don't give it away to anybody. Don't give your pearls to swine. Don't give it to people who don't believe. Don't do it. Don't do it. It won't work.
Yes.
You're just wasting it.
Give
it to people that believe
that
need a miracle.
Thank you.
It's just a point of contact. Nothing special about it. But we prayed. We set it aside. We consecrated it. And for God to use, so that God will use it for whatever you need it for.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Yes, sir.
Don't play with it.
Sir.
I see somebody playing with it. It's going to make you sick.
Okay.
Don't play with
man.
It. Don't play with it. I would rather you not even touch it than to play with it. Then let it sit there till somebody needs it. If you don't believe it, just let it sit there.
Yes, sir.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord have mercy. We got to go. We're out of time. God bless you. We love you. Have a good night. Amen. Amen. Amen.